For News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Chelsea Reber, and on Mondays, as usual, we're visited by United Way President Allison Prince. Allison, thanks for being in studio today.
Thanks so much for having us.
And joining us today is also Missy Mora from 211, the local chapter. And I guess let's start first by just talking about 211. What is it? And I know you guys have a special day coming up that we're going to talk about as well.
Absolutely. So February 11th is 211 day. Get it? February 11th, 211, 211.
Very clever.
Fun connection. We did not think of that.
Can't take the credit for
that
one.
Can't take the credit for it, no.
Okay.
But it's just a day to bring awareness about 211. And just in preparation for that, we wanted to just kind of get the message out a little bit more about 211. And, you know, United Way operates the 211 service here for the 7-county region. And we believe strongly in that service because it the basics of it is connecting people to resources, but beyond that, it's a pulse on community needs. And it's really a way for us to invest in something that does provide direct service, but at the same time gives us direct feedback as well. So we constantly have a pulse on what's going on in our community, what needs are emerging that our community residents are struggling with, or that there aren't resources for, so that we can make better investment decisions in the long run. And so that's kind of why United Way sees a value to it. And to tell more specifics about 211, like you said, is Missy.
Hello, hello. Thank
Hi,
you so
Missy.
Much.
Yeah, thanks for joining us today. Sure. So, yeah, and when Allison said, you know, some of those, they always kind of have a pulse on what's going on and what are some of the bigger needs. What is kind of something that you're seeing right now in the area with the requests y'all are getting at 211 that you really see as an issue?
Sure. So, a couple of our top things that we get calls about is rent assistance, utility assistance, and right now it's tax time. So, we've got tax preparation assistance. Mm-hmm. People want some help in filing those taxes for free or at a reduced cost.
Mm-hmm. And those are, you know, just a few things that people can reach out
right.
to you guys for. What are some other things that other services that 211 offers to our community members?
Sure. So in celebration of our 211 day, we're doing a hashtag 211 on the run. So we want to use that hashtag to really highlight the week, and that week we're going to do different things. Mm-hmm. And so one of the things is we want to talk about the newsletter that we provide. We do a weekly newsletter that talks about events that are coming up, jobs that are available, community resources, community help groups that are out there. We also want to talk about, we're going to go and visit some agencies that we do a lot of referrals to, such as Twin City Mission, Salvation Army. We also want to highlight that we're very important and integral during times of disaster. We work really closely with the emergency managers of the 7-county region to notify those in times of disaster where to go, where to volunteer, where to donate, where to evacuate, that sort of thing. So we're going to be making all those stops. And another thing that we also do is we provide a couple of reports that are really important to the community. One of them is a county communicator, which is a quarterly report that we send to county officials, city officials, that sort of thing, to let them know what's going on in the community. Here's the top 10 requests that we're getting. Mm-hmm. Here's the top 10 unmet needs of your area that we're getting. We also cap that up in an annual report, which is called our Needs and Trends Report. And that's going to be coming out in the next week or so. And it's basically the same thing for our whole area. And it just lets people know it's great statistical information for the community and leaders and decision makers on how they can help and where they might want to invest.
And that's kind of where United Way comes in, is looking at those trends and those numbers and saying, hey, where do we need to put our resources to help?
That's exactly right. You know, there's the initial service that 211 provides, which is dial 211 and be connected to resources in their community if you're in need or if you know someone in need. But the kind of secondary thing that we do that 211 does for our community is that feedback of information. It's great for planning. It's great for disaster preparation, like Missy said. And it just helps. Helps those who utilize that side of it. It helps them be more informed and make more informed decisions, whether it's investing, whether it's planning, whether it's developing, whatever they're using it for. And we're happy to do customizable reports as well, to some limit, of course. We have some limitations on what we can pull from our data. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, we'll work with anyone who's saying, hey, we're really needing to understand this about our community and what can 211 tell us. We provide that information during to both of the cities, Bryan and College Station, when they're doing their annual reports as well. They ask us for information about needs and call volume and things like that. And then a lot during the times of disaster, we get a lot of calls, especially from media at that time, saying, what was the top call today after a hurricane came through and, you know, families are putting their lives back together, and where are points of distribution for food and water and things like that. So we were a really great information source as well.
So February 11th, 211, 211 day, are there any special events going on, or is it just more so kind of a day where you guys are really kind of amping up and trying to just kind of showcase 211?
Right, that's exactly what we're doing. Okay. So we're actually making visits to several places. And again, the hashtag 211 on the run. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a big social media push during that week to kind of showcase where we're going, where we've been, mm-hmm. who we've talked to, and how they see that 211 benefits the community.
And what social media platforms are you guys on?
We're on Facebook and Twitter.
Those are going to be the two main that you guys are using the hashtag for. Okay.
As well as our website. And you can like us on Facebook on either the United Way of the Brazos Valley page or the 211 Texas Brazos Valley page as well. Both of those will be sharing each other's information, really promoting it. And if you would like any more information, you can always call 211, or you can call our office at 696-4483. If it's specific for Missy, feel free to ask for Missy with 211. Or if you'd like to learn more about United Way, how to invest through United Way through a campaign to benefit something like one of our programs like 211, you can always call and ask for me.
Great. And Allison, I know that you guys are wrapping up campaign season or campaigning and everything. So can you kind of give us an update on that and where you guys are with the campaign?
Yeah, it's final push time. We have not reached goal yet. We'll still be pushing through the end of March. So we've still got some time. It is not too late for a company to host a workplace campaign if you would like to, or if you'd like to make a corporate contribution or even an individual contribution. You can always check that out on our website at uwbv.org, or like I said, call our office. I think we were just about 65% of goal as of a couple weeks ago. So we've got a little ways left to go, but a lot of that we still haven't gotten results on some campaign efforts that have been done. Okay. But you know, it's been a tough year for our world and our community, mm-hmm. and things like that. And so while some people might be thinking, you know, maybe I shouldn't make a gift this year because of the uncertainty around us, it's also a time that uncertainty for you is
even more so for others.
Exactly. Correct. And so this is a really important time to be thinking, what can I do to build a stronger community, to take care of those around us, and to really improve the community.
Thanks again to United Way President and CEO Allison Prince and Missy Mora from Texas 211. For more information, you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.